I come from nothing. Immigrant, refugee, the foreigners, the lesser me. A Soviet, I'm all of it. The government I grew up in couldn't get the best of me. We left before the fall of it. It's called communism, by the way. So I appreciate this parliament. And by the day we made it to America, my parents' marriage was hanging on by a thread. From past hurts and infidelity, 6 months into moving across the globe, their marriage was dead. My dad went out of the picture. I got to see my mom struggle on welfare while coming in and out of abusive relationship after abusive relationship. See, she was a hopeless romantic and couldn't stand to be alone, plus a full gamut of other emotional damage done to her soul. She did her best and sacrificed to raise me right and figured it out. Got a job, left that relationship and became an even bigger superhero on my sight. See, in my life, I didn't have a ton of advantages. English was not my first language. Skipped a few meals but never famished. We were in poverty but without anguish. And to be honest, I didn't even know we were broke until we finally moved closer to the burbs and some rich kids cracked jokes, cause I was raised mainly around black folks, so I never knew that my speech sounded ghetto. Needless to say, I didn't fit in. Didn't know how to read at 10. Freshman year, I'd finally begin. Pops wasn't in the picture, so I had to pretend like I knew how to be a man. Any work ethic I had came from sports, but my mom forced me to get a job at 15 as a last resort, so I had to report every penny to her and save for my own car, cause that's something she just couldn't afford. A C-plus student, not stupid, but just wasn't motivated to do it. Went to college, cause that's what you do with Pell grants and fee waivers, but remained truancy. They didn't take attendance, but I remained that class clown, smart aleck nuisance. I say all that to say my life wasn't perfect, but the struggle was worth it. I had to work my tail off in and outside of any classroom, and I was never that type of person, but I learned that I could never afford to stop learning. I could never afford to stop working. I've made every dumb decision there is to make, racked up all kinds of debt, and I wish I would have knew then what I know now, but I don't have any regret. Under the Southern California sun, pretty close to paradise, my new life afterlife has finally just begun.